Catherine, you were talking about a show called Hit Record.
It was Hit Record on TV, because basically Hit Record has been an internet thing for some time. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who was, well, people probably know him initially from Third Rock from the Sun. He was the young kid from Third Rock from the Sun. But he's done a lot of independent movies, and he was most recently in The Last Batman, I think, was the last big thing he was in, as Blake, who was, in fact, Robin. Anyway, back in 2005, he started this production company with his brother. The idea being that they put a concept up, and then anyone who wanted to could send something along. So whether it was, you know, video or text or whatever. And they make little movies and interesting little bits and pieces. And so now they're doing it on TV. So they're showing some of it. And it's all very nicely done, because if they actually make any money out of the little films that they make, the profits get shared amongst all the people who contributed, so it's actually quite well done. And so the TV series has just recently started, so there's been only 3 episodes here anyway. I've seen 2 of them, and they've made some really interesting little short movies, you know, with contributions from massive amounts of people. And they had one which was talking about, well, the theme was one, and they were talking about, it's a forest in America which is all one organism. The Pando Forest. Mm. So it's one tree, which is all one organism. And then they were also talking about this killer mushroom, which is also one organism, which is killing another forest. So that was amusing. In some strange, bizarre way. But it's very interesting and probably worth a look at. And I imagine it will be up and down depending on, you know, the contributors in that. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Adam, you mumbled something about a new Farscape.
Because you're a fan of Farscape.
Rewatching your Farscape currently at the moment.
And I gather there's a new Farscape miniseries coming out.
See, I want to know who's in it, though. Well, because
I don't know any details, because it's Farscape.
Look, so long as it's got Claudia Black in it, I don't care.
It's been interesting, but you've got a lot more references to Farscape. So watching Sci-Fi Channel on, say, Jim Henson's Creature Shop, which is a really nice series, the host is from Farscape, one of the actresses from Farscape has been hosting it, and it's been all these Farscape references here and there, and so I guess they're sort of building up to it. I gather it's not really a rumour as in they doing it, but I haven't followed it up because it's Farscape and I don't have your fascination.
You never gave Farscape a chance.
I did. I tried Farscape while marking things
that doesn't count as actually
watching. With any luck, I'll get rid of that annoying American.
No, he was not an annoying American. He was actually, most annoying Americans... Most American guest artists in shows I often find are very annoying. I didn't find it the case with Ben Browder. I thought he fitted the role very well.
I was willing to accept one of him, but when there were 3 of him...
Only 3 of him in one episode.
Right, and then they were left with 2 of them.
Yeah, hell, I killed one off. That wasn't for very long.
Well, they can kill the other one.
I mean, they finished off. They had 4 seasons, and then they had a miniseries to finish it off because they got cancelled. So, I mean, they could have another miniseries. And
well,
in theory,
I thought they were doing a Battlestar Galactica-style remake.
Oh, I don't like that. No. See, I like Farscape as
it is. We don't know the details, but it could be that. And at any rate, I don't care because it's Farscape.
Well, I will care very much if it's Farscape with different people, because it's just not the same thing.
No. Well, the only other interesting thing to notice about TV was the fact they somehow managed to leak 5 Doctor Who episodes and scripts.
Yes. Which I have not read.
Good on you.
Because that would be wrong.
Apparently the scripts were somewhere in the US, subtitling or translating or something. Yeah.
But they hadn't protected them on a server. If you wanted into that directory, I gather you could just see the files. Someone wandering into the directory saw the files and thought, I'll take those, thank you.
But apparently there were also the finished episodes were sitting around as well. It's not just the scripts.
I'm looking forward to seeing the series, so I gather a lot of people may be looking forward to it more or less now based on the results of those scripts.
Oh, well, not long to wait for all the Doctor Who fans out there.
Yeah, ABC's been advertising it for a little bit now. So.
Not only a Scottish doctor, but one with a Scottish accent. Oh, yes!
I still want him to tell the Dalek to fuck off, though.